88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
That Paul informs us that God shall supply all of our needs. Amen. Paul is known to be one of the most talented and gifted students that attended a training school in Jewish scriptures. He was taught by the very well-known Gamaliel, who tutored Paul in the law and in the scriptures. It is said that Paul eventually became as known as a Pharisee, or the Pharisee of the Pharisees. It is said that he had great initiatives, enthusiasm, zeal, and leadership. The postscript to his resume suggests that he was well qualified. Paul surrenders to the call of Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road one day about high noon. When Paul gave his life to Jesus, the record says a newborn passion was in him and a desire to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He was commissioned to evangelize to the Gentiles. And if we include Hebrews under the writing of Paul, then we can conclude that Paul wrote 14 epistles, which comprise the major part of the New Testament. Paul wrote 9 letters to the churches in Asia Minor, which were the churches of Rome, Corinth, Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, Thessalonica, and Colossae. He also wrote 4 letters to individuals, and they were as follows: 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy, Titus and Philemon. And finally, he suggests that he was also the author of the book of Hebrews. Amen. And it goes on to say, Paul says, in essence, I have had many stripes, and I've been stoned. I have been shipwrecked at sea. I have been in perils of water. I have been in perils in my own country. I have been hungry sometimes. I have been thirsty. I have been in chills in the wintertime without sufficient clothes. I appeared in court without a friend to speak on my behalf. I have been labeled as a traitor. I've been put in prison without my coat in the winter. I was placed in a dungeon without my Bible. I had to spend lonely nights all alone. I was forsaken by Demas, and Alexander did me much harm. I was bitten by a snake. I was afflicted with a thorn in my side. That is the abased side of my life. But let me tell you about the abound side. Paul says, when I was in a storm, God sent an angel. When I was in the Philippian jail, God rocked the jail and the doors were open and the shackles fell off. When I was trapped behind in the wall, God let me down over the Macedonian wall. When I was stoned, God gave me life. When I stood by kings and governors and gave me a personal testimony. On one occasion, my enemy said he trembled. Another one said, thou hast almost persuaded me to be a Christian. When I went to God three times for the thorn that's in my flesh, God satisfied my need with these immortal words, my grace is sufficient for thee. Because of this, I can testify in the first person singular, I know that God, my God, shall supply all of your needs. In these words, Paul acquaints us with the personal monarch, the Savior of his life. That Savior monarch is God. Let me not assume that everybody is acquainted with Paul's personal monarch. Let me inform you who he is. Paul's monarch is the Creator, good, kind, gracious, eternal, intelligent, holy, and everlasting. Love, merciful, just, wise, powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's mutable and he's exclusive in all of our lives. Not only does he provide, but he's a waymaker in a difficult time. He's strength in weakness. He is hope in the midst of a hopeless situation. He is a friend to the friendless. He is a good God in the times of need. He is joy in sorrow. He is supreme in all things. He is the owner of the universe. He is simultaneously caring for the sparrow and man. God will provide. This monarch removes obstacles. He comforts believers. He inspires trust. He is impartial in his dealing. He is a defender of the faithful. His name endures forever. He is the master of all destiny. He is the maker of mankind. He is the only sure foundation. He is everlasting and duration. This God I'm speaking of, he will provide and he will supply all of our needs. We have a witness here. This monarch is able not only to heal all manner of diseases. He holds the key to every man's heart. He convicts the conscience. He influences the will, persuades the heart, and saves the sinner. He constrains the reluctant and touches every man with his power. He gives freshness and growth to the man's spiritual life. God is able. He will supply all your needs. Now this God who is Paul's Kairos, a God of Paul's Lord, is able and he's able in all of his will. He's sovereign in all of his being. Paul said with surety, my God shall supply, which refers God is able. Show you the ableness of God. Look at what he can do and look at what he has done. I have lived long enough to know that men extensively impressed with biographies, portfolios, credentials, and resumes, the more stuff you have in them, the more impressed they are. But it took 40 men to write the Bible and to write the portfolio of the credentials of God. And still, there is so much that's left out because it said that if there was enough writing, the Bible could not hold all that God has done. And I'm sure every one of us today can realize that God is good in every way. When we need him, he always comes. He knows how to meet us in times of difficulty. God is so able that he never, never leaves us alone. He's everywhere at the same time. When you take the scriptures and you break them down, this is what you will find. my God, which deals with the exclusivity of his being, shall supply, which deals with the sovereignty of his grace, all your needs, which is the revelation of his love, according to his riches and glory, which is the power of his spirit, and by Christ, which is the character of God's eternal Son. My God tells me who he is, shall supply, tells me what he can do. According to his riches and glory, tells us all his resources. By Christ Jesus, tells us how we get it. My God shall supply all of our needs, is the language of faith. Shall supply deals with the outlook of faith. All your needs deals with the testimony of faith. According to his riches and glory, deals with the promise of faith. Christ Jesus deals with the hope of faith. And this simply says that God is everywhere at the same time. God is, there is no problem that's too difficult for God to heal. Isn't that right? God shall supply all of your needs, not some, but all, not part of the time, but all of the time. He's so great in his power that the storehouse never is empty. Call him and he's able to answer you. God shall supply all of your needs. Isn't that right? Somebody this morning questioned him, is he able? Yes, he's able. Ask the boy who was in the fire furnace, and they will tell you that he's able. But he made an air-conditioned room out of a fiery furnace. Isn't that right? Ask somebody else, David, is he all right? They will tell you that I was out on the field, and I stood before a man, a great man, who stood on the mountain and said, send me a man. And I went and I defended this man in my honor and in my company's honor. And I can tell you today that God is, he's able. Isn't that right? God will supply all of your needs, not some, but all. There's no problem that God cannot, huh? Amen. He has all power. He knows all about us. Call him in the morning. Call him in the night, and you discover that he's right there. Isn't that right? He will provide. Amen. Now, let us say this. We all have come. Many of us who are now in our old age, and many folks don't like that word, old age. But it's good to get old. Isn't that right? That shows that God is doing something in your life when you're able to get old. Amen. It's not because we've been so holy, not because we've been so good, but God just a good God himself. His desire is that every man should be saved, that every man, no one should be lost. So he gives us opportunity. Sometimes we have to live a long life in order to get forgiveness. Isn't that right? Because he said one day he's coming back. And not even the angels in heaven should know the day or the hour when he's coming back. But he's coming back after the church without a spot or blemish. He's coming back after people who believe in him, who trust him, who leans upon him, who love everybody. He will supply all of your needs. And we often go to him with all our problems. And we have many problems. We can go to him with our problem. He's able to answer us all at the same time and not diminish his power. Isn't that right? He made us. He knows all about us. He knows our getting up. He knows our sitting down. Huh? He's just that kind of God. Amen. He's not like us. No. He's not like us. He's not like me. Amen. Because, see, sometimes I feel like just doing everything. Amen. But God looks beyond our fault. You see, because you know that thing that's in you. Now we have that thorn that's in our side is that sin thing. Huh? Amen. He's not talking about some little pie in the sky. He's talking about that sin thing that's in the flesh. Amen.
Thank you. Now thank you.
We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsors, the law office.